496 yards to 17 points. There's obviously some good there, but I imagine some inefficiency you weren't happy with. Can you kind of, what's your take on that? Those two numbers, I guess, as you know, relate to where the offense should be.
Yeah, we were productive until we got in the red zone. We're used to scoring in the red zone, and we didn't do that this time. We need to do a better job with the plan, and we need to do a better job executing the plays that are called. There's no excuse for us to go 2-for-4 in the red zone and 1-for-3 inside in the goal line area. So we just have to do a better job of planning for that and executing the plays that we called.
And this being the second year of this offense, literally, is it too much to expect that it should be better than that at this point? I mean, is it still, in the big picture, a formative stage? Do you see it as that, or should we expect more, I guess?
I don't think we can expect more than 500 yards of offense, but as far as points, yeah, we have to finish drives better, and they did a good job on defense, and we didn't do a good job on offense, and we're used to doing that. We've been very productive inside the 10 and inside the 20-yard line, and in that particular game, we were not. And we expect wholeheartedly to score when we get that close.
Why does it seem like we don't see as many, you know, quarterback keepers or even Matt Forte on, you know, short yardage situations just going off the gut? Is it because of your personnel that you have in at that time, or is it obviously in?
That's a good question, Peggy. But the answer to that is there were some up-the-gut short yardage, and there was a call that bounced outside that didn't go in that situation when we got stopped. We did call the play like you're talking about, and it bounced outside, and Matt got tackled while he was going sideways. So it was called. It wasn't executed to the way we expected. And we fixed that right after that.
In general, would you say that Jay and Matt can be used up the gut like that?
Yes.
Comfortable with that?
Yeah. In short yardage, Jay converted one of the short yardages in the game, and Matt converted a couple of short yardages in the game that way. And the same play was called inside the 1 yard line, and it just didn't work the way it had in the other parts of the field.
Could you carry your more playing time?
Kadeem had earned playing time in practice, and we just felt like it was the time, and he was ready to get in the game and be productive. And so we felt like he needed to touch the ball, and we needed to take a hit or two off of Matt so he could be more fresh when he did have the opportunity to carry the football. So we used both of them, and we're going to continue to do that.
Sorry to pick on the Green Bay game, but the first interception by Jay, there was some dispute, I guess. John Lynch on the broadcast said, you know, the way the defensive back was positioned should not have made that throw. Jay seemed to think that it was okay, but the DB just made a good play on it, or maybe the receiver wasn't aggressive enough. Well, what's your take on whether that should have been whose fault, I guess?
Yeah, everybody agrees on offense that it was a tight window throw, and in that coverage, generally, that is the guy that's open. In this particular case, the two of them didn't work it out in the tight coverage that they showed. And the receiver finishing the route and then protecting the ball as a quarterback were both an issue in that case. So the ball got tipped and got intercepted. And those are the kind of plays we can't have in a game if we expect to win.
First goal at the one, again, just to, can you explain the idea behind going to the shotgun? Because I guess people watch and they say, geez, the Bears are first to go at the one, why not just pound it in from there? What are they doing in the shotgun?
Yeah, that's another good question. If you recall last year, we were very effective in the shotgun, both running it and passing it in the red zone inside the 1 yard line. We ran some up the middle plays that scored. Matt Forte walked in cleanly a couple times, and those are the plays that were called, and they just didn't work this time. We didn't block them as well. We didn't throw and catch them as well.
Matt Slauson was just saying how he's, throughout his whole career, it just seems like the running game always seems to be the last thing that gets going, and that it's just a rhythm thing. And, you know, outside of the defenses you guys have faced, that it's really just something that usually takes a couple weeks into the season to go. Do you agree with that?
Well, you see it around the league, and a lot of times it is the defense you're playing, and it's the luck of the draw as far as your schedule and how you plan to beat teams, and that's exactly what I said last week. There's some teams that if you attempt to run the ball too many times, you're not going to gain yards. And that's what we planned in the early games. We felt like we could run and pass it in the last game, so that's what we chose to do, and we were effective. So whether it was beginning of the season or we played the Jets later in the season, that would have still been the plan.
At any level of any coaching, if you ever have a team and you have 235 rushing yards, you did whatever you want to on the ground, you ever have a situation like that where you did that and lost?
No. I've never been part of a 235-yard rushing game and lost a football game. It's unusual, but when you don't finish a drive, you can have as many yards as you want, and if you don't finish in the red zone, you're not going to score. And like I said, we have to do a better job with that.
In that Bennett play at the end of the half, where you kind of said he flattened his route a little bit. I mean, should he have gotten in the end zone on that? Was that a mistake there?
The attempt was to throw the football into the end zone. That was the plan. We knew the time was going to run out. We were taking a couple shots at the end zone. We did the play before, and we did that play. The safety did a good job of making him bend in that particular coverage. And when he was attempting to get in the end zone, the safety cut him off. He ran it according to plan. It just wasn't in the end zone. He was a half a yard short, and that's what caused us not to score.
Coming off a game where you controlled the line of scrimmage like you did offensively, running the ball as you wanted to, is it risky to change your offensive line, that combination that worked so well previous game, even though they're veterans, but just to change up anything that's working?
I think you play the best players, and when you have starters, we're happy with the way the backup linemen went into the games and played, whether it was pass protecting in the Jets game or in San Francisco, or whether it was running the ball against Green Bay and throwing. The backups were successful in their role, and when the starters are ready to come back, we'll be open arms and ready, and everybody understands that in the room.
I'm sorry if you already addressed this, sir. Who was your left tackle today, Tremonto?
Well, we moved a bunch of guys there today, and we're just going to have to decide as we go. You know, we have backups. We have young guys. We have older guys that have been dressed for games. And what we did today was rotate guys in and out and rotated different guys playing the big tight end, the extra lineman tight end. We rotated guards. We rotated centers today. We're getting some guys back healthy. And so Slauson then got some reps, and Garza got some reps. So everybody was back getting reps, and so we were just looking for our best combination today and what we felt best with.
This kind of a bad development, though, with Bushrod. I mean, he did something yesterday, obviously, and then not to be out there today at all.
Yeah, we hope he can be back, and we'll see. But all we can do right now is plan for the worst and move guys around and see what the best combination is, because, you know, with Roberto and with Slauson, you know, it depends on how they're feeling too. So it's not like, I know you're just talking left tackle, but it really does hinder, it matters whether they play or not on who's going to play beside them. So, right, like I said, we really subbed more than we're used to. We normally play with five guys, and they go in there and play. And today we moved a lot of guys, and a lot of guys got reps to get ready to see if some of the injured guys can come back.
Can Michael Ola handle that? He's been moved around. I mean, left, right, inside. You know. Tackle.
Yeah, Peggy. If you recall preseason, Mike Ola played. He started in the games at right tackle. He started in the games at left tackle. He played guard. Chuck Leno played right tackle. He played left tackle. You know, these guys are versatile guys. We train them that way. We want them to be able to play guard and tackle. And so even, you know, when you go into a game with seven offensive linemen, a guy like Evan Britton's got to play left tackle, got to play right tackle. He has to play guard. And then you have to have a backup center plan. So Do you address Taylor Boggs again, and he plays the backup center role, and then you move somebody if you need a guard, and you bounce a guy out, and those kind of things. So there's a lot of variables when you can only address seven guys, and so we constantly work guys at odd positions and different combinations, so they're ready for anything in a game situation.
Couple more, Aaron. As you look at the Panthers last week against Baltimore, what stood out about the Ravens' success in the passing game?
The Ravens got the ball off quick last week, and that was advantageous. So the rush didn't get there. There's a lot of zone coverage, and they did a lot of nice things to fit the ball between the zones. So the combination of getting the ball off quick and they balanced their offense as well. They did a nice job of running the ball, which the Ravens have always done, and they did that in this game.
Coach, different personnel, obviously, but does it help preparing for a team that runs a lot of similar defensive looks that the Panthers do, similar to what the Bears have run over the last couple of years?
Yeah, that's what every team gets runs into in practice, is you're trying to simulate a defense, but if it's close to your style, the defenders can play it faster and easier, and their responses are better. When you're a 4-3 defense and you play a 3-4 defense, you ask the defense to play it, and you might draw a card that says do this, but it's foreign to what they're used to doing. So you never have as fast a practice as when you're trying to cross over like that from a 4-3 to a 3-4.